Hey, is this Art?
Yes.
Hey, Art, it's Sam over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good, Sam. How are you?
Hey, I'm well. I'm well. I just wanted to give you a call, let you know that I did receive the February bank statement, and
I dig everywhere, a lot of boxes.
Yeah. Well, it was successful. We found it.
Okay.
I'm sending it all in right now. I did have a question. Mm-hmm. You know, I see. You know, you switched over to Wells Fargo. It looks like in May.
Mm-hmm.
From Bank of America. Are you still using the Bank of America account?
No. No, I don't. The reason we opened the Wells Fargo and took us a couple months to move, when we opened the account on a new account, for the first 30 days, they make you to put a hold on the checks you deposit.
Oh, okay. I see.
So we had to do a smooth transition. You know, slowly, if you look at the Wells Fargo, then the first statement, there's no activity, barely there's activity.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I waited until the account is like 30 days old. And then by the time we told some of the people, the wire money or ACH money to our accounts, some of our customers, we have corporate accounts.
Uh-huh.
So by the time we switch everybody, it took us some time.
Sure. Okay. All right. That makes sense. Now, are you, I see kind of like, you know, I'm comparing the bank statements, the Wells Fargo to the Bank of America. It looks like for Bank of America for those months, the total cash flow was, you know, significantly higher than what we're seeing in the last 2 months in the Wells Fargo account. Is that just
because,
kind of the way that it's worked out or?
No, just, it's a split between two accounts. Because we did some, still doing deposit in Wells Fargo and doing deposit in Bank of America. But if you notice, we pay more bills from Bank of America than Wells Fargo. So the most activity was still at the Bank of America. But
okay.
Our deposits is not like every month the same. Okay. We are dealing with a few corporate accounts and, when the vehicle comes in, usually our turnaround is a good 2 weeks. By the time we finish, by the time they take the car, by the time we bill, by the time we get paid, if it's an insurance company, we get paid in 2 weeks. If it's a corporate account, like Budget, Rental Car, Enterprise, Desert Cab Company, these are by the time they take their cars, by the time they pay us, it goes like maybe 5 weeks. So maybe 1 month our deposit is less, but the next month our deposit is much, much higher.
I see. So like, for example, you know, I'm looking at May in Bank of America, looks like you had like, you know, over 130,000 in deposits. But then...
Yeah, and if you know, in May we had some salvage cars that people brought. They didn't, after the insurance put them under salvage. This is also happens like a few times a year to us.
Oh,
when
okay.
An accident comes, body shop, insurance company comes and says, you know what, this car is salvage.
Sure.
It's worth to pay. And then sometimes we buy that car from the insurance, you know, very cheap, like $100,000 or $2,000.
Sure.
We fix that car and just... sell it away. It's not like we do it every day, but once in a while we run into salvage cars like that. So usually in that case we make a good 5,000-6,000 or 8,000 off of one vehicle, salvage vehicle that we take over.
Uh-huh. Okay. So it's just kind of
an
influx, because I'm just looking at the two accounts, you know, the Bank of America, it looks like you have kind of like over 100,000 on, you know, going into the account each month. And
yeah.
Then on Wells Fargo, we're looking more along the lines of like maybe 40,000.
Yeah. No, our bottom line is, our bottom line on our taxes last year was close to 840,000.
Okay. Yeah. So that would kind of even out.
If you look at it, how much is that per month? 840,000. That's like, I think about, 75,000, maybe less. It's about roughly about 75,000 a month.
Sure.
So 1 month is 110, next month is 40. It comes and averages up.
Okay,
this
yeah.
We are hoping to do close to 900. So far it seems like we're going to reach that goal.
Okay, absolutely. That makes sense. So it's just the natural ebb and flow for, you know, sometimes you get a little more in the month. Yeah. And that's pretty normal for you.
Yeah. I mean, we can't predict how many people are going to have a problem or accidents, you know. Sometimes I walk in the yard to check on the people. I see like we got like few cars, people working on it. Sometimes we are behind schedule. So, you know, one month we are over busy. Next month we are like mellow. It just, I guess, depends how many people get involved in accidents or car problems.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, that's really just that's exactly the explanation I needed, just so I knew what we were working with. I wanted to make sure I wasn't missing any additional accounts, just because I'm trying to get you.
I don't know about other businesses, but our business never, ever, every month is going to be the same.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I started my own company in 2011, and from day one, first year was very bad. First year was horrible. I mean, like I keep putting money and keep putting money until I was able to move forward. But never, every month is the same. Never.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Well, you know, I think that's pretty much what I need for now. I'm submitting the file. I'm going to give the explanation for those little differences, and it should be fine. I'm hoping to get a little bit of feedback by the end of the day today. It is Friday, though, so it's usually our busiest day of the week. So as soon as I hear something, I'll let you know. If I'm not going to hear anything by the end of the day, I'll also send you an email and just let you know. I'll be contacting you on Monday.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Perfect. Thanks a lot, Art.
Bye.